Welcome to Things That Pissed Me Off Today.
Maybe it should just be Things That Piss.
That Took the Piss Out of Me? No, that's something else.
Oh, huh? That's something very different. Something That Pisses Me Off. Can we call it that? Or what was your first suggestion? Oh, wait, not to do this at all. What was your second suggestion?
I want something more milquetoast-esque.
Okay.
Something that angers me. Something that gets my goat.
Okay, well, welcome to the first installment of Something That Gets My Goat. I was thinking this might be fun to just put these on the blog or put them...
But now you've changed your mind.
Oh, yes. It's a terrible idea. But it's so many times something will happen and I get angry and I'll say, oh, I can't wait until Big and I get together on Monday. And it's usually we get together and eat at Wendy's before we start recording. And it's like, okay, here it is. This happened to me. And you're like, oh, yeah, this happened to me. I will see your that happening and raise you this. And then we go and we record our thing. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if we just set aside 5 minutes and recorded this something got my goat. And we could put it on there for people that donate, or what is the best?
I don't know. We started our new blog. We could throw it on the blog somehow.
Okay, so we'll put it on the blog. For example, okay, so yesterday a bunch of people came over and we had a Sunday dinner. So it was like my uncle and his wife and my sister and her kid and her husband and my mom and just a ton of people were over. Uh-huh. And after everybody had gone, I went in the bathroom and getting some toilet paper. And when I pulled on the end of the toilet paper, the entire roll went into the toilet. And what somebody had done was that they had gotten a new roll of toilet paper. And instead of putting it on the bar, they sat it on top of the bar. But because it was a full roll, I couldn't see the bar. And so when I pulled it, the whole dang thing went into the toilet. And it was ruined. There's not.
Yeah, it's done. Once toilet paper gets wet, it's over. If even if you let it dry out, it would just fuse together into one solid hunk of paper.
Ultimately, not all that engrossing a story, was it? Okay, how about you? Do you have anything that pissed you off recently or today? Or
I guess I could tell my story of what pissed me off. I got one of those, just a forward. You know how you just get people forward crap along to you?
Oh, email, you mean?
Right. Yeah. In an email, they just, you know, something landed in their inbox and it said, forward me along or else you will meet an untimely demise tomorrow. And so they believe that and then forward it on, even though it's something stupid. And it was one of those kind of things. And it arrived in my inbox and I looked at it and it was classes for men to learn that women are smart and men are stupid, or women know everything and should be in charge classes. Something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I don't know why I even bothered to read it. Usually I don't even give any of these kind of things the time of day. I just delete them immediately when I see FW:// I know that it's not for me. So yeah, I read it and I looked through it and it went along with your story kind of about the toilet paper roll, where the first class will be, we teach men that these toilet paper rolls don't get onto the bar by themselves. Someone actually has to put them on, and so you need to put it on, stupid man. It went on with it. We're going to teach you that there's a difference between the floor and the laundry basket. Put your clothes in the laundry basket, stupid man.
So they weren't funny at all. It was just hateful? Is that what you're saying?
More or less, yeah. It was one of those things where, like, some really resentful woman typed this thing up and said, men are bad because my ex-boyfriend never put the toilet paper roll on the thing or something like that.
But it's funny, you are the guy who cleans up the laundry. You are the guy that does the laundry, things up off the floor in this house.
I do the laundry, and I think because of that, maybe or maybe not, I don't know, but I have a tendency to worry about that stuff more, and I become kind of anal about a lot of things, and putting the toilet paper roll on the bar thing that you were talking about is one of those things that I may be one of the only people that does it. I don't think it has anything to do with, stupid man, you don't ever do anything right. And it's just more got to do with personality. And then just the endless stupid man thing gets my goat.
Should we call it this? It's starting to warm. It's starting to grow on me.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it really did.
Basically, I dislike all of those forwarded things. Now, if it's a funny story about, you know, somebody's kids, and I put kids in quotation marks because it never actually happened.
Right. None of them are real.
Those stories, that's fine. But the ones where it's like, this is what Obama's going to do next, or this is what they're going to do to the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance, or this is what the money means now, or conversely, not negative, scary things like that, but just Bill Gates is going to give everybody a free laptop, or the silly, stupid things that nobody should believe.
You know, I learned
this
lesson.
Is where Obama was really born. I was like, oh, why did you?
I learned my lesson long ago once when I had a friend who forwarded that thing along, that Bill Gates is going to give everybody money if they forward this message along thing. Somebody forwarded it to me and said, well, I figured why not try it? And so I was like, all right. So I forwarded it along and I got hateful responses back from all sorts of people that I had thought they were friends, and it turns out they despised me to the core because I dared to send them a forward. And so I learned that it's just not a good idea. And never again have I done something like that.
Huh. That's funny, because I guess now when somebody
forwards...
Now you
feel bad about sending me that email from when I forwarded it to
you. I did tell you to eat a bag of dicks. And in retrospect, maybe that was kind of mean. But when I worked in an office, people would forward stuff all the time, constant, almost every single day. Some of the girls would have forwarded something and going on, and the guys are, you know, kind of thing. And one time people were just like forwarding all sorts of like funny, dirty jokes or something like that. And the people who worked in the IS department knew how the email system, the server, worked really, really well, and knew how to go into it and change the name of the author of the email. And the head of our department went in, and instead of his name, he changed it to the president of the company. And he sent a mass email back to all the people who had forwarded, and he said, this was forwarded to me, I hope, by accident. I've made a list of the people on here. And it's like, I am highly offended that instead of working, you're doing this. You should have – they're just all over the floor. People were like – and things, and the noise, and the oh no, you kind of thing. And people were worried and all that stuff. And I was just like, oh my gosh, see, because I didn't know he had done this at first. But then I looked at the wording and there were two typos. And I knew that the president of the company would not have made typos because he's educated, you know, a millionaire kind of guy. And so I realized that it was a joke, but I played along until other people started to realize. But yeah, there were people that were like, oh no, you know, they thought they were going to be fired or called in or something like that. And it was kind of a learning experience because people would forward stuff that was so bloody inappropriate and filthy. And I'm not a prude or anything like that, but it's work. And you got to be careful who sees what. And I, better than anybody, know the kind of trouble that you can get in for that kind of stuff, you know. So maybe I'm overly sensitive about that sort of stuff. But, you know, just the NSFW that people put on things now, you know, you need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. So did anything else get your goat?
Oh, I could be here for an hour. Maybe the whole point of these is just something very short that we're not going to put in an episode. But people that like us can listen to them. And if they don't find it interesting or amusing, then don't listen to the next one. You know, by all means, don't force yourself to listen when there's Drabblecasts out there. I mean,
yeah.
Norm Sherman is a guaranteed grade A stamp of fun on every episode.
An actual talented person.
Indeed, yes. He rocks my world in an almost completely non-sexual way. Scott Pilgrim versus the World came out over the weekend, and I had been talking to you about it ever since Comic-Con, because it was a big deal at Comic-Con. They showed it for the very first time there, and a bunch of people saw it, and they were just going on and on about how great it was. But whenever I'd see the trailers, I would think, this might be – what was the phrase I would use? Do you remember?
Too cool for the room.
A little too innovative, a little too unique to appeal to mass audiences. I thought, this is clever and it is unique and it's not exactly like anything you've seen before, but that might turn people off.
Mm-hmm.
People like to see what they've seen a bunch of times, and studio execs love to make a movie that's this plus this.
Romeo plus Juliet?
No, well, Romeo plus Juliet plus
Zombies.
Event Horizon.
Sense and Sensibility and Zombies.
Okay. Pride, Prejudice, and The Exorcist, you know, something like that.
And Cthulhu.
There's always room for Cthulhu. It's the new Jell-O. You know, people like to play it safe because, you know, if it's too new or whatever, it might scare people away, that kind of uh-huh. thing. And I was just worried that that's what would happen with Scott Pilgrim.
Right.
Anyhow, it came out and didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it probably had a lot to do with that. It also had some competition. The Julia Roberts movie came out at the same time. The Sylvester Stallone movie came out at the same time. But yeah, I think it's widely considered a failure, even though it's probably going to make its money back in the next, you know, few days. But what was weird is it might have been a little too cool for me as well.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like it nearly as much as I thought I would.
Expected.
Mostly because it just made me feel very old. I'm not old. I'm the least mature person you know. And yet the references and the jokes and some of the video game culture and the slacker culture and the Dance Dance Revolution type stuff was sort of over my head or something that I couldn't relate to. We were talking earlier when we did our walk about that Taylor Swift song, 15, where she's from the ripe old age with the long white beard of 19 telling us. And how old was she when she wrote the song? Did you say?
I don't know. I would guess that she was younger than like 16 when she wrote it. I don't know. Speaking from the lens of experience.
Exactly. Through the telescope.
All those months. All those days since she hasn't been 15.
And yeah, she's just explaining this is what you think is so important when you're 15 and you have so much to learn. I feel like Darth Vader. You have learned much, young one. And there was a guy that was reviewing that the other day and he was just so upset that she pretended to have life experience to look back on. Although I'm sure she's experienced things that you and I will never, ever experience.
Applause.
Well, certainly.
Positive comments
case.
About her stuff.
You know what gets my goat?
Taylor Swift.
No, you know what? I like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift stays far away from your goat. She's never gotten your goat and never will.
That's certainly true. But yeah, there's something so sweet, almost, you know, innocently decent or up. God, I hate to use words like uplifting or. What's a word to describe her in a positive way? Not don't say saccharine or
syrupy.
Yeah, see, those are negative words, but it is in that direction. There's something so guileless about that 15 song
mm-hmm.
and about her work in general that I just can't hate it. Mm-hmm. And even though I've never, you know, gone out with a 16-year-old boy who has a car and he breaks my heart or whatever, any of the things that the song
talks
about.
Yeah, he was 17, wasn't he?
It was a hearse, not a car at all.
It was a bicycle.
I couldn't.
He had a tandem bike.
He had a tandem
and
bike and it only
so
had one
impressed.
Seat. Oh, is that a lyric? even though I couldn't relate literally to the text, to the lyrics, I could relate in some kind of emotional level and stuff right. and all that. And that maybe that makes me gullible or something like that, but I just don't feel like she's corporate. And the giant, greedy, monstrous.
What if I told you that it was actually Barry Manilow that wrote that song?
Oh, well, then that's even better.
Sorry, Neil Diamond, not Barry Manilow.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes all the difference. Neil Diamond's from The Chosen People, so I love that
no.
song. Anyhow, I just thought that I would say hi to people that like us. And again, if you don't like us, don't tell us that you don't like us. We'll talk about that later. This has been Rich Outfield.
And Big Anklevich.
Good night.
That really pisses me off, or that gets my goat, or whatever this is ultimately called, is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Very sad.
I don't think there's anything wrong with striking a woman.